coming up on episode number 1398. Well, Alan Clark, co-founder of the Hollies, turned 80 last week. So, of course, it feels like it's the right time to do a Hollies cover story. It's been a while. Usually I do these for Graham Nash's birthday. But you know what? He left that band so early, this is probably more appropriate. So it is time for a Hollies cover story coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Thursday morning. It's Thursday, April 14th, 2022. My name is Brandon, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Yeah, you mostly think of Graham Nash when you think of the Hollies, at least I used to. And then I realized, oh no, Alan Clark co-founded the band with Graham Nash, provided vocals, like was also a vocalist with Graham, and also stuck around in the band a lot longer than Graham Nash did. Through a lot of those other big hits they had. Sure, Graham Nash was around for some of the big ones at the beginning, but there were a lot of hits after Graham Nash left as well. We're going to hear covers of all of those, including the ones with Graham and Alan, in honor of Alan Clark's 80th birthday. Let's start with one of the biggest songs by the Hollies, one of my favorites too, and a rockin' version of it. From last year's single by Murray Atkinson, here is Bus Stop.
Bus stop, what day she's there, I say. Every morning I would see her waiting at the stop sign.
Oh, wait a mamma mia, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, you're listening. I'm gonna tell you a story. Saturday night, I was downtown. I worked for the FBI. Sitting in a nasty bed, man. Whiskey bottle, man, and I. A bootleg and boozer on the west side. All the people that were doing war. Shit about the color of a day game, man. When I heard this, I was hanging a song. A pair of 45 made me open my temper just started to rise. Whoa, 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 whoa. She was a lovely woman in a black dress, just a 5'9" beautiful doll. I just wanted to love her, I was a bad mess. She was a lovely woman at it all. Oh, I went to my mommy, yeah. I went to my mommy, yeah, yeah. I went to my mommy, yeah. Oh, ba-da-ba, 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 yeah. So I head up to the table, to the tall, walking big black cats. Shot it, said, I hope that you'll be fun. And then she knows where is it. Well, suddenly we heard the siren. Everybody started to run up. Shipping out the door on the table. When I heard somebody shooting. Bang, 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 bang. Another day I was pumping my left hand. And she was holding my rein. I said, don't be scared, you're gonna be spared. I'm gonna be forgiven if I wanna spend my living with a local woman in a black dress. To the 5'9" beautiful tall. Oh, just one look, I was a bear. Was a local woman in a black dress.
smiling faces all around, crashing through the busy town.
Look Through Any Window by Michael Carpenter, featuring Rob Smith on vocals. That one from the album Songs of Other People, number 5, which came out in 2012. Yeah, this is great. Michael Carpenter, amazing power pop artist. I love that. That's the genre of pop I like, is power pop, like you just heard right there. Good jangly power pop. Michael Carpenter has released, I think, 6 albums of covers, going back and forth between the well-known and the obscure. On this one, he covers Matthew Sweet, George Harrison, Alphaville. But on other ones, he kind of takes a deep dive into other power pop artists, lesser-known power pop artists. This time, though, that one right there, The Hollies, Look Through Any Window, covered by Michael Carpenter and Rob Smith. Before that, The Hawks from Perfect World Radio from 2003, a cover of I'm Alive. Carrie Ann, covered by the frontman to UB40 for a solo album that he released in 2010 called Great British Songs, where he covers Great British Songs. That was Ali Campbell and his cover of Carrie Ann. Rockapella giving us an acapella version of Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress from their Rockapella in Concert album. And we start things off with a rock and roll version, a heavy version of a rock and roll song. Murray Atkinson and a cover of Bus Stop. That's a single that he released last year and might be my favorite Hollies song, Bus Stop. Love that. Love Air That I Breathe, even though that wasn't originally them. Some other ones you're going to hear. As a matter of fact, one right now is a cover of another one of my favorite Hollies songs, because when it came out, it wasn't just the Hollies. It was the Hollies and Peter Sellers on vocals for a movie called After the Fox. Now, this was a theme song to Peter Sellers' movie. The song itself written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. And as you listen to this, imagine that the spoken part of the vocals is From the Point of View of a Thief, played by Peter Sellers. This is a fun cover from a Japanese import called All Kinds of People Love Burt Bacharach from 2010. Here is Sakata Akira and Nakahara Masaya.
Trying. little clown vowed he'd tend her grave every hour. He broke down and cried when he saw her grave, and on it he placed a small flower. Poor little flea, he's wasted away, he lost his Fifi forever. So they opened her grave, put him inside. Now at last they are together.
Oh, And every time I get to thinking, with every thought of you, I wanna shine a light. And then I think about the love I have inside, and how you've brought what's inside out. So now love's made it to the outside.
The cover of I Can't Tell the Bottom from the Top, right there, straight out of the 60s, released just a couple years after the Hollies original, by a band called Middle of the Road. Now, if you're from the UK, or if you're a person who collects weird songs, you might remember a track called Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep that was a big hit for this band, Middle of the Road, which seems to be really focused album cover-wise on their blonde bombshell lead singer. I Can't Tell the Bottom from the Top. It's a song title that just lends itself to so many jokes, doesn't it? On a Carousel right before that, from a band called Glass Moon. Only put out 3 albums right in the 80s, from 80 to 84. But boy, do they have a classic 80s sound. Somebody compared it to Magic by The Cars. A little bit of Gary Numan in there, for sure. These guys also did a cover of Peter Gabriel's Salisbury Hill that I was excited to find as well. That's from their album Growing in the Dark from 1982. The Hollies, right before that, covering Bob Dylan, as they did quite often, from an album called The Hollies Sing Dylan from 1969. That's a cover of The Times They Are a-Changin'. They did some great covers of Bob Dylan's music. Did really, really, really well with that. Mary Black with a cover of an unusual song called Fifi the Flea, by the Hollies. That one released on her album Stories from the Steeples from 2011, but it doesn't even compare to the weirdness of the first song in that set, After the Fox, performed there by Sakata Akira and Nakahari Messiah. That one from a Japanese tribute to Burt Bacharach called All Kinds of People Love Burt Bacharach, and the original version features the Hollies singing or providing backing music for Peter Sellers as this bizarre French thief who is in an interrogation and not answering the interrogator's questions. But you probably got that from the song as well. Let's go to a weird one here that is an Everly Brothers cover of a Manfred Mann song. Now you're saying to yourself, wait a minute, Brian, this is a Holly's cover story. Why are you playing an Everly Brothers cover of a Manfred Mann song? Well, on the album Two Yanks in England, which came out in 1966, the Everly Brothers backing band were the Hollies. And Hollies plus a few other studio musicians, notably a guy named Jimmy Page and another guy named John Paul Jones, who would go on to form Led Zeppelin, as well as a piano player named Reggie Dwight, who would later become Elton John. So, Everly Brothers had quite the pedigree on this album, Two Yanks in England, on which they covered this Manfred Mann song along with the Hollies. Here is Pretty Flamingo.
On our block, all of the guys call her Flamingo, 'cause her hair glows like the sun. She walks, she moves so fine, like a flamingo. Crimson dress that clings so tight, she's out of reach, she's out of sight. When she walks by, she brightens up the neighborhood. Just could, if she just would. Some sweet day I'll make her mine, pretty flamingo, and every guy will envy me, 'cause paradise is where I'll be. When she walks by, she brightens up the neighborhood. Oh, every guy would make her his, if he just could, if she just would. Some sweet day I'll make her mine, pretty flamingo, and every guy will envy me. Paradise is where I'll be. Sha la 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 la, pretty flamingo. Sha la 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 la, pretty flamingo. Sha la 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 la.
Knows what made me do it.
we'd be back again. Things would be much different then. What I wouldn't give for one more chance to live for.
Just Everything he touches turns to dust in his hands. Nothing he can do is right. He even wants to sleep at night, but he can't.
Yes.
The Hollies from 1964, a cover of Mary Clayton's It's In His Kiss, of course covered and switched the gender. It's In Her Kiss, that one from their album In the Hollies Style from 1964. Before that, Expulsados with a cover of Yes I Will, that one from Alto Pariantes 2, which came out in 2007. The Posies, one of my favorite power pop bands, covering The Hollies, King Midas in Reverse, that one from a single For Every Bitter Drop. Now, they would go on to re-release that on a tribute album called Sing Hollies in Reverse, which is where the song before that came from. John Bryan, who produced the Posies' first album, Sorry Suzanne, and a cover from 1995 from that Sing Hollies in Reverse tribute. The Everly Brothers, joined by the Hollies and a couple members of Led Zeppelin and Elton John for that cover of Pretty Flamingo, back before most of them were a thing. That one from all the way going back to 1966, and a song that was originally recorded by Manfred Mann, a band that was known more for doing covers than for doing originals. That is going to bring us right to the end of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want to get in touch with me, email me. Requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can find everything you want over there at coverville.com. Past episodes, show notes, all that stuff right there at coverville.com. You want to support the show? Patreon.com/Coverville is the way to do it. What do you get for that? Well, you get additional content, you get extra episodes, and you get a hint every week to guess the connection, which there will be tomorrow. So stick around for that at twitch.tv/Coverville. We'll be back tomorrow with Guess the Connection and next week for another edition of Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.